الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that every relationship that we have in this life, whatever that relationship might be, with whoever it might be, whether it's a relationship of blood, meaning somebody who is a blood relation, parents, children, uncles, aunts, grandparents, whether it's a relationship that is a business relationship, customer, client, employee, employer, whether it's a relationship which is a friendship, social friendship, went to the same school, went to the same college, living in the same locality, building, whatever, also including our relationships with non-humans, relationship with animals, for example, you have a pet, relationships with inanimate things, for example, cars, your phones, your gadgets, all of these are relationships. And every relationship has the same principles that govern it. Every relationship has two aspects to it. One is a duty towards that relationship, and the second one is a benefit from that relationship thanks to doing that duty. So two aspects of the same principle for every relationship. There is a duty towards that relationship, and as a result of doing that duty, there is a reciprocal benefit from that relationship. This applies across the board to every conceivable relationship that you can imagine. And obviously, because this is a reciprocal system, if you stop doing the duty, the benefit also stops. To give you a few examples, we have a duty towards our cars. What is the duty? That you maintain it. And if you don't maintain it, what will happen? One day it will break down somewhere and then you are stranded. So there is a relationship. As long as you maintain that relationship, as long as you are doing the duty, that benefit accrues. Same thing applies parents. You serve your parents, you get their dua. You don't serve them, you will still get there, dua to a point, and after that, Allah knows best. Same thing with friendships. You may have a friendship for a million years, but if you don't maintain that friendship, if you do not deliver to the friend what you are supposed to deliver, then over a period of time, it weakens and then it can even break. Up to a point, there is some tolerance level. People will say, okay, you know, it's okay. After all, it's only one time, two times. But 10 times, 15 times, 20 times, then what happens? Same thing with families, siblings. Same thing in marriages. Husband and wife, there is a relationship. There is a duty towards the husband. There is a duty towards the wife. Consequent upon that, there is a benefit from the husband. There is a benefit from the wife. You don't do the duty, for some time it will still go on, but after that, a divorce is not necessary, but effectively the marriage is over. It might be like two people living in the same house, like two people in the same hotel. You know? So same thing applies across the board. Relationships and the principles of relationship, which is a duty and a benefit. Same thing with children. Our duty towards children is that we bring them up properly, you know, tarbiyah of the children. Now, you don't do the tarbiyah, then what happens? You find that the children are no good to you anymore. In some cases, children might become toxic, actually harmful, and so on. We see this in many cases. May Allah protect us from that. So, therefore, it's important to understand and remember this duty. Now, each relationship also has a different kind of duty. So it's important to remember that and to fulfill that. For example, parent-child relationship. The duty of the parent is to do the tarbiyah of the child, not to serve the child. This is something, today there is a complete confusion with regard to all of these things. Parents have become the servants of children. Children rule the roost. They order their parents around like servants. Now, that's not the job, that's not the role of the parent. The parent's role is to do the tarbiyah of the child, which includes one two-letter word, which is no. To show them the boundaries, to show them their duties, and so on and so forth. This is the that's why Allah created parents, number one. On the other hand, the role of the children is to serve the parents. It is not to take work from the parents. It is not even to correct the parents and do the tarbiyah of the parents. Many times, many young people come to me and they ask me, my father smokes. My father has no beard. My mother does not do hijab. My father does not go to the masjid. What must I do? I tell him, you pray 2 rakat of tahajjud and you cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is your job. No, but should I not tell my father? No, that's not your job. Don't tell your father. Because first of all, the father won't listen to you. That's one almost given. And secondly, that is not your role. Your role is not to do the tarbiyah of your parent. That's not your... Allah didn't create you to do the tarbiyah of your parent. Allah created you to serve the parent. So, do that. If there is somebody in your family, among the associates of your father, who the father listens to, then go and tell that person and say, please speak to my father. Let them do it at their level as equals. You as a child, don't try to go and tell the father, you should do this, you should do that. No. This is one of the problems of today. A lot of young people, they become religious and then they become a pain in the neck to everybody else. Because they're going around, trying to do tarbiyah of everybody. So that's not your job. Your job is to serve the parents. So, job of the parents, duty of the parents, do tarbiyah of children, duty of the children, serve the parents. Husband and wife. Right? Duties and responsibilities. Each one must understand their own. I don't have the time now to go into all the details, but I'm saying very important to understand. It's not the duties of the wife to the husband are different from the duties of the husband to the wife. For example, since I opened this topic, let me complete it. Duty of the husband is to look after the wife, which means not just materially look after her, but also emotionally look after her. Take care of her physically in terms of all her physical needs, pay for all of that, whatever she requires to be comfortable, and take care of her emotional needs, which includes honoring her, which includes respect, showing respect for her, which includes showing love and affection for her, not just assuming that it is there, but showing it. This is part of the job of the husband. The wife is not a pet cat. It's not enough to simply feed her and clothe her. It's more than that. Right. Similarly, like children also, we seem to bring up children like we bring up our pets. Children are not pets, children are children. On the other hand, for the wife, the duty of the wife is to make sure that the home is a place of tranquility and harmony and peace. Not to make the home into a place which the husband has to read 2 rakat of salah of protection before he comes to his house. You don't... The house must not be like this. So, this is the primary responsibility of the wife is, if there are any children in the marriage, then looking after the children, tarbiyah of the parent of the children, this is the primary responsibility of the wife. Husband also obviously has to assist and work with that, but primary responsibility. Earning for the family, primary responsibility of the husband. Wife is not prohibited from that, but that's not her primary responsibility. Similarly, the husband is not prohibited from upbringing of children, that is definitely his responsibility, but primary responsibility of taking care, nourishing and so on is the children. And so on for all other relationships that we have. Now, the reason I am saying all of this is because the same logic applies to our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu and with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our relationship is that of we are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he is our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our duty towards the Nabi is to obey the Nabi. وَمَنْ يُطِيعَ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who has obeyed the Nabi has obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, obey him and become successful. In Surah An-Nisa. So, obedience to the Nabi. Obedience is of two kinds. One is ita'at of the Nabi, where the Nabi gave an instruction and we follow it. Another one is ittiba of the Nabi, which is to emulate whatever the Nabi did, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, irrespective of whether he directly ordered it or not. Ita'at is a matter of obedience, of allegiance. Ittiba is a matter of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is a part of our iman, which is what makes us Muslim. So this is the relationship with the Nabi. What is the benefit from that relationship? The biggest and the most important and the most critical benefit of that is, insha'Allahul Musta'an, may Allah grant this to all of us, is Shafa'at on the Day of Judgment. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will make dua for our maghfirat, for our forgiveness on the Day of Judgment, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept his dua. This is the biggest benefit that one can imagine. Other than that, obviously there is the benefit, direct benefit from following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which gives us a beautiful life in this world itself. But the biggest benefit of the allegiance, what do I get by being a ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? I get the intercession of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the Day of Judgment, which is what we all want. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. May Allah grant this to all of us. And we get that provided we are, this relationship has to maintain. You can't reject all the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We cannot disregard the relationship with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and then expect to have shafaat of the Nabi. This will not happen. And then we come to the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And that is the fundamental question, the first question that we will be asked in the qabr is, man rabbuk, who is your Rabb? What is your relationship with your Rabb jalla jalaluhu? And the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his ibadah. To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu without ascribing any partners to him, because he has no partners. To ask only from Allah and not bring in partners in that asking, because there is no one who can give except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. This is what we say in every rakat of every salah without Suratul Fatiha. It is not valid, and in Suratul Fatiha, this is the ayat. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. We are making this declaration before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, standing in a state of wudu, on the musalla, facing the qibla, in a state of salah, after takbirat tahrima, what more do you want? This is the declaration we have. Oh Allah, I worship only you, and I ask help only from you. So obviously then you make salam and then you ask somebody else and you do, no, it doesn't work. So this is the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the benefit from the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Again, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every breath we take is a benefit from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the biggest benefit of this relationship is the hadith of Messiah sallam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hadith al-Qudsi, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if my slave worships me without ascribing any partners to me, then it is incumbent upon me to forgive him when I see him on the Day of Judgment. Rasulullah said, if the person who prays the five fard salawat on time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that the one who prays the five fard salawat on time, it is my duty, it is incumbent upon me that I will forgive him and enter him into Jannah. The one who does not pray this five fard salawat on time, then it may happen, it may not happen. Now nobody can make Allah, nobody can put a duty on Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting it on himself. He's saying, this is incumbent upon me, I will do this. This is the relationship. Now if we honor the relationships, then we have the benefits. So I remind myself and you, let us make this niyat to say, we will not violate the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or with anybody else. What we have said, we must do. And with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshipping him, not ascribing any partners to him, asking help only from him, jalla jalaluhu, ensuring that we fulfill all the faraid on time, this is all that is required. Now when we do this, then inshallah we can rest assured that the benefit from the relationship will happen. As I give you so many examples, all of these, there is no doubt about it. If you maintain your car, it will run. What is the doubt? There is no doubt. I mean, this is an inanimate thing. Ta'ala lahul amsal, we are not comparing the car to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm just saying that this is an inanimate thing. It's a machine. But that also fulfills the benefit of the relationship, provided you are doing your job. So, our side of the story, we have to take care. Right? I want to end with, I told Umair to send you this photograph also. I was in Corbett National Park a couple of years ago, I think almost 5 years now. And we came back from one safari, and I saw this, there was an elephant there. We had elephants safari also. So there was a very big female, and the Mahabat son, who must have been about maybe 8-9 years old, he called her, she came, gave her an instruction, and she lifted him up on her back, and he lay down on her head, on the back of her neck, and literally went to sleep. I mean, he put his arms like this, crossed his arms and put his head on it, and he's gone to sleep. And she went off into the forest, because they leave them to graze. So the female elephant went away into the forest with this boy on the back. So the father was, the Mahabat was there. So I told him, I said, your son is going off into the forest, and this is Corbett. Corbett has got tigers, it's got leopards, it's got, it's not as, you can't just walk around in the forest safely. It's not safe. I mean, it's a, so I said, what happened? Aapka ladka gaya na, hathi ke upar hasar gaya. To yahan to sher bhi hai aur wo bhi hai, kya bolte usko hamare, पैंथर लेपर्ड है बोरबच्चा है. बोला हाँ सर है. अरे मैं बोला तुमको फिक्र नहीं है लड़के की. चलो हाथी है ना सर. हाँ वो देखभाल करेगी. क्या हमको क्या फिक्र. ना सी आई मीन आई विल ट्रांसलेट दिस फॉर दोज ऑफ यू दोज हु डोंट नो उर्दू. इट्स अ गुड आइडिया टू लर्न इट एनी वे. द पॉइंट इज आई आस्क दिस गाय, आई सेड यू नो योर सन इज गॉन ऑफ द एलिफेंट इज ऑन द बैक ऑफ द एलिफेंट. And there are tigers and leopards in this forest. He said, yes, sir, there are tigers and leopards. I'm talking to the father of the boy. Yes, there are tigers and leopards. So I said, aren't you afraid? I mean, your child is going off into the forest. He said, the elephant is there, no? Complete confidence. He said, elephant is there. She'll look after him. Oh, the cat is sir. Hathi dekhe. Hathi hai na, sir. I mean, ajeeb Allah ki shaan hai. I mean, we don't say, no, Allah hai. Do you say this? Somebody says, yeah. Now, for example, today, big discussion on politics. Everywhere you go, sir, what will happen? What will happen? What will happen? Only what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu wishes and orders will happen. Khalas. So either we believe this or we don't believe this. Now, this does not mean that, obviously, the Mahabat and that boy rely on the elephant because they are fulfilling their side of the story as far as the elephant is concerned. They are looking after the elephant, they are feeding her, they are taking care of her and so on and so forth. So therefore she loves the boy and she will take care of the boy. So instead of we worrying about what will happen, let us straighten our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, the one who is the only one who can decide about what will happen, let me take care of my story with him so that whatever he decides will not be against me. Yeah? He will take care of me. Now, this is the whole issue of a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why we have to keep our end of the bargain. We have to maintain. Allah didn't tell us do both sides. Only one side. Your side of the bargain, you maintain it. And how easy it is and how nice it is. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. You see the people going to the Ayyappa temple now. 40 days they fast. They don't wear shoes. They wear only black clothes. They do not cook food. They do not eat food which is cooked by a woman. So they don't eat at home. The kitchen that happens, there is somebody who is there. They go and eat there. They have cold water baths every morning. And Hyderabad, it might not look like great, but I know from my plantation days, I had a servant who used to do this. He used to have a cold water bath in that temperature. I mean, in temperatures there would be, 3 degrees, 2 degrees and all that. 40 days. And then they go to the temple and then they walk up that, God knows how many, I don't remember exactly how many miles, but many miles up the hill in order to go and worship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, please come, hayyal al-salah, hayyal al-falah, please come to the masjid, nice carpeting, air conditioning, heating, you name it. Come and pray, do rakat of salah, make wudu with warm water, hot water, whatever you want. La hawla quwwata illa billah. And we can't even move. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us some sense and to enable us to fulfill our side of the bargain. And we ask Allah to forgive us even if we don't fulfill that side of the bargain. And to grant us His forgiveness and to grant us Jannah and to help us in this dunya wal akhirah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.